KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies here in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 91, winds east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping local news, a garage fire in Atlantic remains under investigation. The blaze at 800 Olive Street was reported at around 2:50 a.m. Atlantic Fire Chief Tom Cabell II told KJAN News the structure was fully engulfed in fire when the first crews arrived on the scene.
Flames were coming out of the west side of the garage. We got in, made an attack on the garage, got the fire knocked down, and then we did some investigating, and this time it's undetermined, but we'll get back in the morning in the daylight and hopefully find out and see what started this fire.
The house sits on the corner of 8th and Olive with a garage directly to the south. Chief Cabell says the garage was a complete loss.
They had some stuff stored in there, and what didn't get burned got heavy smoke and water damage.
And the house to the south of the garage sustained some heat damage to its vinyl siding. No injuries were reported. Fire crews were on the scene for about an hour.
And most of that was after the knockdown, was just trying to hit a few hot spots and then just investigate a little bit and see what we think started it.
There was a storm in the area at the time, but Cabell said he didn't think lightning played a role in the fire. Atlantic Police and the Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted the fire department at the scene. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst from Red Oak drew a reporter-estimated crowd of about 100 people during a stop in Griswold Tuesday afternoon. Speaking at the Griswold Community Center, Ernst answered questions from those who submitted them in advance. She skipped her traditional opening statements and went directly to the Q&A for about an hour. One of the first questions she was asked came from Nathan Berg of Atlantic, who said he understands that Ernst and Governor Reynolds were in favor of bringing 13,000 Afghan refugees to Iowa. Ernst said that amount is incorrect. And Berg also asked about the vetting process for those refugees.
And yes, I am supportive of resettling folks here in the state of Iowa, but there is a significant vetting process that they have to go through before they're even brought to the United States of America.
She says Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds had suggested about 2,000 refugees would come to the state. Refugees are already arriving at Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, and according to reports, as many as 22,000 refugees may be dispersed among three sites across the country. Ernst referenced another time when Governor Robert Ray allowed mass amounts of refugees into Iowa.
In the 70s with the Cambodian boat people, it is much different, of course, coming from Afghanistan. These would be those that have applied for a special immigrant visa, and those would have to be the ones that worked for our embassy in Afghanistan, or those that worked for a government contractor, served as an interpreter. Those that go through the vetting process, and again, they are supposed to be vetted before they ever touch down on U.S. soil.
Those arriving now or soon in Iowa started their process of vetting months and months ago, according to Ernst. She said there is no way they can get all Americans out of Afghanistan before the Taliban's August 31st deadline. President Biden Tuesday afternoon said that the U.S. is on track to complete its evacuation mission by the 31st, and he does not plan to have any American troops in the country past that date. Another question had to deal with what Ernst thought the final changes would be to estate taxes, particularly with regard to how it will affect farmers.
President Biden has proposed eliminating the stepped-up basis to pay for the trillions of dollars that we've just passed here through the Senate in the last several weeks. And that will be very detrimental to our family farms here.
Ernst said any changes made now to the next reconciliation package may not work because Democrats will likely make them retroactive. She describes the issue as a train wreck waiting to happen. Karen Bagshaw of Messina asked Ernst why Republicans can't use the 25th Amendment to remove President Biden, who, by the way, Bagshaw said was not her president, from office.
He needs to go.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
We talked about this, some of the other folks and I have visited about this. Realistically, it's not going to happen because we have a majority of Democrats in the Senate as well as a majority of Democrats in the House.
That's why January the 6th happened.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Auditor's Office reports that by the close of business on Tuesday, one additional candidate had filed nomination papers in advance of the November 2nd city elections. Atlantic 5th Ward Councilman Richard Dick Cassidy filed papers for re-election to his seat on the council. No other names were added to the list that began when the filing period opened on Monday. Candidates who have filed their nomination papers for mayor in Atlantic thus far include councilpersons Pat McCurdy, Grace Garrett, and Kathy Summers. Shirley Jensen filed Monday for her bid to sit on the Parks and Rec Department Board of Directors. That is a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.